Listening to Valley Free Radio, 103.3 FM, WXOJ, LP in Northampton. You're listening to Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray. In this hour, we will spotlight the life and music of gospel musician Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a unique gospel singer and performer who began playing and performing at a young age with her mother on the church circuit. Her charisma and stage presence later made her a regular at legendary venues such as the Cotton Club and the Apollo Theater in the 1940s. Wielding a white Gibson SG electric guitar and often wearing elaborate gowns and wigs during her performances, she helped build a bridge between the secular world of music and gospel music. Here she is performing the traditional sit-down, recorded in March of 1941.
Why don't you sit down? I can't sit down. Sit down, I told you. I can't sit down. Go away, don't bother me. I can't sit down because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Who's that yonder dressed in white? I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. It looks like the children of Israel died. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Who's that yonder, dressed in red? I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. It looks like the children that Moses said. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Don't bother me, I can't sit down because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Sit down, I told you, I can't sit down. No, I can't sit down. Then go away, don't bother me, I can't sit down because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Sit down. No, 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 I can't sit down. No, 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 I can't sit down because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe recorded in 1941. That was a traditional song called Sit Down. Welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us here on Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray. In this hour, we will be talking about one of the first national gospel stars, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister Rosetta was born Rosetta Newbin on March 20th, 1915, in Cotton Plant, Arkansas. Her mother, Katie Bell Newbin, was a traveling missionary. Katie Bell Newbin moved to Chicago with her daughter around 1921, where she became a missionary for the 40th Street Church of God in Christ. In the following years, Rosetta would join her mother, singing and performing at churches across the country. In 1934, Rosetta married Pastor Thomas Tharpe of Pittsburgh and began playing with the pastor and his mother as a string trio. By 1936, Pastor Thomas Tharpe had disappeared, and Rosetta settled in New York City, where she continued to perform. In October of 1938, Rosetta signed with Decca Records. She recorded four sides with the label on the 31st of that month, including an original titled My Man and I. Sister Rosetta Tharpe is playing guitar on this recording.
I have a friend so precious, he's so very dear to me. He loved me with such tender love. He loved me faithfully. I could not live apart from him. I love to feel him now. Oh, we dwell together. I know it's my man and I. My man and I. I know it's my man and I. Oh, we dwell together. My man. my name, and I tell them all of my worries. I tell them all of my woes. I tell them all that pleases me. I tell them what in all. Oh, he tells me what I ought to do. And he tells me what to try. Oh, we talk together. I know it's my man and I. My man and I know it's my man and I. So we talk together. Talking about my name, ain't I? Oh, we talk together. I know it's my name, ain't I? He knows how I am longing for somewhere his soul to win. And so he bids me to go and speak a loving word for him. Oh, he bids me to tell of his wonderful dove and why he ascended on high. And so we work together. I know it's my man and I. He knows how much I love him. Oh, he knows that I love him well. And with what love he loves me, my tongue can't never tell. It's an everlasting love, and it's every rich supply. So we love each other. I know it's my man and I.
On December 23rd of 1938, Rosetta Tharpe appeared at John Hammond's Spirituals to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall. She joined Cab Calloway at the Cotton Club in 1939, and by the end of that year was headlining her own shows at the club. Her Cotton Club appearances were followed by an appearance at Harlem's Apollo Theater with Cab Calloway. In 1941, she joined the Lucky Millinder Band as a singer and guitarist, cutting her first recording with a full band for the Decca label in June of 1941. Here's her reworking of Washington Phillips Denomination Blues, recorded in November of that year.
Yeah.
Sister Rosetta Tharp with her take on 1927's Denomination Blues, which she titled That's All. She's backed there by the Lucky Millinder Band, who would work with Rosetta extensively in the 1940s. Rosetta's appearances at night spots such as the Cotton Club was rare for a gospel singer. Although she continued to play in churches, many from the church-going crowd were not happy with her foray into the club scene. According to historian Gail Wald's biography of Tharp, the singer responded to such criticism by saying that her mission is to save souls, and that she sings in the nightclub because she feels that there are more souls in the niteries that need saving than there are in the church. Controversy continued to mount, especially as she recorded more with Lucky Millinder and his band on songs such as I Want a Tall Skinny Papa, a boogie written by Millinder that made it to number 13 on the Hit Parade race charts. Sister Rosetta Tharp and the Lucky Millinder Band with I Want a Tall Skinny Papa, recorded in 1942. Another venue that Sister Rosetta Tharp played in the early 40s was New York's famous Savvy Ballroom. Bill Doggett, pianist for the Lucky Millinder Band, recalled Sister's first show for Gail Wald's biography of Rosetta Tharp, titled Shout, Sister, Shout. Said Doggett, quote, "When Sister Tharp opened up at the Savvy with Lucky Millinder's band, people just went wild. Everybody loved Sister because she knew how to mingle with people, and she just had that charisma. Of course, they weren't calling it that then. I guess they were calling it show business. But that's what it really was. Sister really had it." End quote. In August 1941, with the country involved in the Second World War, the Pittsburgh Courier wrote of Sister Rosetta, "With a million young men swinging guns and war the interest of the day, orchestra leaders find that there is also a demand for distinction in dance bands of a new type. Sister Tharp, who rocks him with an Aboriginal wail, will come into the new power of with her string instrument in the new musical order."
Now it keeps the spirit. Paso. Every day I find is peace and joy in mine. It keeps me singing in my soul. I'm singing, yes, I'm singing in my soul. Every now and then, there's something speaks within and often tells me when I'm doing wrong. Now steal away and bow my head in prayer. My heart rings out in triumph song. I'm singing, oh, singing in my soul. When the troubles roll, I sing from morn till night. It makes my burdens light. I'm singing, yes, I'm singing in my soul.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe with her 1944 take on Thomas Dorsey's Singing in My Soul. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we are spending this hour examining gospel singer Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a revolutionary and controversial figure in the 1940s. Considered a gospel singer, she nonetheless sang in niteries such as the Cotton Club in New York City. She could also shred on guitar, most commonly a white Gibson SG hollow-bodied electric. She crossed into secular music, much to the dismay of many of conservative church-going followers. She also reportedly cursed in her everyday speech and was married three times, once at a public ceremony that drew an estimated 25,000 people to Atlanta's Griffith Stadium. At the event, she strapped on her Gibson Electric and performed in her wedding dress. We're going to jump ahead a little bit here and listen to a recording of Sister Rosetta Tharpe performing in France in 1966. It's really a good example of how powerful a woman she could be.
Et maintenant, je vais vous chanter. Woman. Woman. Oh, woman plays a great part in this world. Ah, we women. But you men can't live without us. Oh, Jesus met that woman at the well. Oh, and she was standing there, and I imagine looking so fine and robust, beautiful, long, beautiful hair. Ah, with a jug on her head. Now, who is this man? He said, "May I have some water?" I don't know you, who you is. Where you come from? Oh, but she didn't know who he was. My God. If she had a nude, she'd have been running. She didn't know that he could tell her everything that she had done. Ooh, if he was here now to tell us what we do, we'd have something to hide, wouldn't we? She said, no. But he told her, say, "You don't give me water, but I have water that I will give you, and you will never thirst no more. She said, oh my God, what is he talking about now? Look like he gonna tell me something, but I'm gonna have patience and wait. Jesus met that woman at the well. Oh, 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 yes. Jesus met the woman at the well. Oh, yes. Jesus met that woman at the well. Ooh, yes. And he told her every little thing that she had done. He said, woman, whoa, woman, tell me, where is your husband at? Woo, woman. Woman, I want to know why. Where is your husband at? I'm going to say it again, woman. Woman, I want to know why. Where is your husband at? And this is what she said. I don't have none. He said, woman, woman, you have well said. Whoa, woman. Woman. I said, you have well said. Because the one you got now is not yours. Oh, my gracious. And then he told a woman, woman, don't you know that you've had five husbands? Yeah, woman. Poor woman. Woman, I said you have had five husbands. She said, oh, this man have told me every little thing that I've done. Well, 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 well. This man, I can't keep it to myself. This man have told me every little thing that I've done. I got to go in the village and I got to call the people. Let him talk about them too. I want everybody, everybody. I want you to come on, come on, come on and see this man. Come on, come on, come on and see this man. I said, come on, everybody. I want you to see this man. You know he have told me everything. He said to me that I've had five husbands, and the one I've got now is not mine.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, live in Paris in 1966. One of Sister Rosetta's biggest hits came in late 1944, playing with the Sammy Price Trio. Sister Rosetta recorded four songs, including two Thomas Dorsey compositions, a traditional song, and a song written by Sammy Price Trio pianist Bernie Hannigan. Their traditional song, Strange Things Happening Every Day, and Hannigan's Two Little Fishes and Five Loaves of Bread went on to become number two singles in the race charts in April of 1945. Here are those two sides.
All we hear church people say, they are in this holy way. There are strange things happening every day. On that last great judgment day, when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. There are strange things happening every day. If you want to view the crime, you must learn to quit your line. There are strange things happening every day. If you hew right to the line, you can live right all the time. There are strange every day.
Fishes and five loaves of bread. He broke the bread up and also the fishes. And then his disciples went ahead. But the more passed round, the more they found, with lots left over when all had been fed. On only two little fishes and five loaves of bread. Hear what I said. If we all love one another, then the world would be fed on only two little fishes and five loaves of bread.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Strange Things Happening Every Day, followed by Two Little Fishes and Five Loaves of Bread. Both of those cuts recorded in 1944 and featuring Sister Rosetta on guitar. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was one of only two black gospel acts to record V-discs, which were government-manufactured 78s distributed to troops during World War II. Tharpe was also a regular contributor to the Jubilee Variety Show during this time, which was an all-black show produced for troops overseas. Here's one of her V-disc recordings from 1943, where she's performing Thomas Dorsey's Rock Me.
The words that I'm saying, wash my soul with water from on high. While the whirl of love is around me, evil thoughts do bind me. But if you leave me, I'll die. You just hide me in the bosom. Home above. Make my journey brighter. You make my burden lighter. Help me to do good wherever I can. Oh, let thy presence thrill me. Thou love and kindness fill me.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe with a V-disc recording made in 1943. Because of the war, these V-discs and Jubilee recordings are some of the few existing of Sister Rosetta Tharpe from this time in the 1940s. There were many reasons for this, including the diversion of resources, which made not only the production of records more expensive, but also the travel of big bands. Entertainment taxes, blackouts, curfews, and a dispute between the American Federation of Musicians and record companies also combined to make this period very trying for musicians. Considering the atmosphere of the times, it's even more impressive that Sister Rosetta Tharpe was able to find some success, especially as a black woman who played guitar and ventured from her non-secular background. It helped that she was a self-contained artist, fully capable of accompanying herself on guitar for recordings, which she did in 1943, November of that year, in breach of the musicians' union strike. Here's one of the four religious sides she recorded during that session. It's called God Don't Like It.
done cut whiskey out and let you have a little wine. But yet most everybody done got drunk, or they must be drinking moonshine. But God don't like it. I know, I'm so glad he don't like it. I know, and ain't you glad he don't like it. I know it's a scandal and a shame. Some people get drunk every once in a while just to speak their sober mind. But as soon as they get caught in a trap, they put all the blame on moonshine. But God don't like it. I know, I'm so glad he don't like it. Ooh-wee, I know he don't like it. I know it's a scandal and a shame. Just to speak their sober mind. But as soon as they get caught in a trap, they put all the blame on moonshine. But God don't like it. I know, ain't you glad he don't like it? I know, I'm so glad he don't like it. I know it's a scandal and a shame.
Welcome to the program, everyone. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we are spending this hour learning about and enjoying the music of Sister Rosetta Tharpe, a gospel singer in the 1940s who played a white Gibson SG and went against the norm by playing in nightclubs and embracing rhythm and blues.
All in my room, music everywhere. All in my home, music in the air. Up above my head, that is music in the air. Well, 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 I really do believe joy somewhere. Up above my head, music in the air, music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. You know, I really do believe joy somewhere. All in my home, music everywhere. All in my home, singing right there. Up above my head, there is music in the air. You know, I really do believe joy is a fire. Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Music everywhere.
everywhere, music everywhere, up above my head. And don't you know, music in the air, up above my head.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Up Above My Head. That song was performed on the TV show TV Gospel Time in the mid-60s. Sister Rosetta Tharpe got her start in music when she joined her mother singing and performing on the church circuit before the age of 10. Her mother continued to travel with Rosetta throughout most of her life and collaborated on songwriting with her daughter. While she probably preferred Sister's gospel work more than her forays into secular rhythm and blues, she was supportive nonetheless. Many of the mother-daughter joint compositions found their way to recording, including this one called Don't Take Everybody to Be Your Friend from 1946.
While sitting at home, talking to the Lord, some old hypocrite has carried your name abroad. But you take it to the Lord, He will give you a reward. Please don't take everybody to be your friend. I said, don't take everybody for your friend. Oh, don't take everybody to be your friend.
Take Everybody to Be Your Friend, a song written by Sister Rosetta Tharpe and her mother, Katie Bell Newbin. Newbin was a lifelong musician, but didn't record her first album until the 1960s, at which time she was nearly 80 years old. She was backed on the recording by Dizzy Gillespie's band, who met her while Gillespie was playing in Lucky Millinder's band, backing Sister Rosetta Tharpe on tour. The song you just heard was recorded in 1946, after Sister Rosetta had broken off with the Lucky Millinder band. She was joined on that recording by the Sammy Price Trio, which included Sammy Price, Wallace Bishop, and Billy Taylor. A year passed before Sister Rosetta Tharpe recorded again. This time, in July of 1947, she was joined by an incarnation of the Sammy Price Trio that included bassist Pops Foster and bebop drummer Kenny Clark. This session marked the debut of Sister Rosetta's memorable duets with Madame Marie Knight, and we will hear two of those right now.
Believe you.
know it did. Didn't it? Oh, oh my Lord, didn't it rain? Tell me, didn't it rain? Oh, rain, oh, rain, children. Rain, oh my Lord. Didn't it? Yes. Didn't it? You know it did. Didn't it? Oh, oh my Lord, didn't it rain? Well, it rained 40 days. It rained 40 nights. There was no land nowhere in sight. God sent a raven to bring the news. He hushed his wings and away he flew. Just
I it said it rained. You rain. Know it rained. Oh, how it rained. Rained too long. Now it rained. Rained all day. Rained all night. Rained, rained.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe would work together to bring two singles to the top of the race charts. They hit the road together and played venues such as the Howard Theater and the Blue Angel. It was during this time that Sister Rosetta enjoyed the peak of her popularity. It was reported, although not confirmed, that Sister Rosetta and Marie Knight recorded under aliases for Downbeat and Specialty Records while in Los Angeles, and that the label they were signed to, which was Decca Records, won a court battle to have the masters destroyed. Sister Rosetta continued recording religious songs until 1953, when she once again teamed up with Marie Knight to record a number of blues sides. The singles were not met with much acclaim, and the two singers began to go their separate ways shortly thereafter.
As humble as we know how, with our heart laid and bare, as before thee we bow, and our clouds may overroar us. And there is no rest. Lord, only thee can save us in these dark hours of distress. Now let us stretch out on God's word. Yes, till its confident voice is heard. Yes, God give us, He give us strength to go onward in these dark hours of distress. Now let us stretch out on God's word. Voice is heard. Yes, better stretch out. Stretch out on God's word. Yes, till his competent voice is heard. Yes, God give us, he give us strength to go on.
While Marie Knight went the blues route the rest of her career, Rosetta Tharpe returned to her gospel roots, playing religious songs and traveling the church circuit for most of the mid-1950s, and her popularity also began to drop off during this time. Hughes Panas, a French jazz critic and longtime friend and fan of Rosetta, arranged a series of concerts in Europe where she performed regularly for the next few years.
Shoes, all of God's children, all of God's children, they got shoes. I'm going to get to heaven, going to put on my shoes, going to shout all over God's heaven, heaven, heaven. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going to heaven, heaven. Shout all over God's heaven. I got a robe, you got a robe, all of God's children, woo, got a robe. When we get to heaven, yeah, going to put on my robe. Yeah, we're gonna shout, 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 sing, sing, play, play, wow, 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 hey, we're gonna shout, hey, all over God's heaven.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe was forced to leave a European tour in 1970 because of health concerns. Shortly after returning home to Philadelphia, she suffered a stroke. Over the next 3 years, she continued to play guitar despite the terrible effects the stroke had on her body. She attempted a final recording on October 8, 1973, but suffered another stroke and passed away the next morning. She was 58 years old. Incredible to think that a black woman in the 1930s and 40s could cross over from gospel to secular music, rip on electric guitar, wear elaborate gowns and wigs on stage, play nightclubs, and go through three different marriages. In the last few years of her life, her third husband, Russell Morrison, toured with the group Dixie Hummingbirds, collecting offerings for his ill wife along the way. Sadly, like many of the greats, Sister Rosetta would die with very little money. In fact, her grave was left unmarked until 2008, when a January concert in Philadelphia was held to help raise funds to have the gravestone inscribed. Later that year, a proper grave was placed on the lot, and it read, "She would sing until you cried, and then she would sing until you danced for joy. She helped to keep the church alive and the saints rejoicing."
This train is a clean train, you know this train. This train is a clean train, I said this train. This train is a clean train, everybody ride it in Jesus' name, because this train is a clean train, Lord, this train. This train has left the station, you know this train. This train has left the station, I said this train. This train has left the station, this train takes on every nation, because this train is a clean train, you know this train. It's the prettiest train I ever have seen, Lord, this train. It's the prettiest train I ever have seen, on this train. It's the prettiest train I ever have seen. Now if you want to ride it, you must get redeemed, because this train is a clean train, Lord, this train. This train is bound for glory, woo, this train. floaty. Everybody ride her must be holy, because this train is a clean train. You know this train. And no cigar smoker, because this train is a clean train. You know this train. This train don't pull no wankers, our honest train. This train don't pull no wankers, oh, this train. This train don't pull no wankers, no crowd shooter, no whiskey drinker, because this train is a clean train.